When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Friday, June 28th. Got one last show for y'all this week, talking about what happens if the Jaguars do not make the playoffs in 2024. What happens with this organization? People at the top of this regime, Trent Baalke, Doug Peterson, new defensive coordinator Ryan Nielsen. What happens if this group doesn't get it done this year? And I'll say it right now, I've said it most of the offseason since we've seen what's been going down. I do think that they will make the playoffs. I think this is a playoff roster with playoff coaching. But the question here today is, what if they don't? What would happen in the front office and with the coaching staff? We're going to dive into it. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please consider subscribing. You can also check out genjack.com/shop, pick up some Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube for some cool perks. So I absolutely think that there is now a mandate to win more games. I think there is, to make the playoffs. Shad Khan talked about it with local media this week. He talked about, at one time during this organization's history, going 9-8 two straight years would be good enough. It's not good enough anymore. Expectations have changed. A big reason expectations have changed: Trevor Lawrence, Josh Allen, players like that, right? He also talked about play calling, which I thought was interesting. He was asked about it. He has an opinion. He wouldn't share his opinion. He said he's going to let Doug decide. He doesn't want to impress his opinions on the people in charge of football because he's a hands-off owner in that regard. He wants them to decide the same way he had an opinion about Trevor Lawrence, but wanted to hear it from Trent and Doug and company, right? And read some things from Jaguar Report. I wasn't at that interview with Shad Khan. John Shipley did a great job talking about that, so you can go check that out. But It seems clear to me that Shad Khan would like Doug Peterson to be the play caller. He's not going to come out and say that. But if you read between the lines in that quote from Shad Khan, which again, you can go see at the Jaguar Report, Jaguars on SI, I should say, John Shipley, it's pretty clear to me. And I think it should be pretty clear to Doug. He needs to retake control of the offense. And to me, I think he already knew that. I think that based on his comments this offseason, based on him opening the door to him potentially being the full-time play caller again or being the majority controller of the offense, like if Press Taylor was just going to call plays again, why not just squash that storyline as soon as it was asked by Brent Martineau several months back, right? So I think that Doug Peterson knows he needs to take more control of the offense. I absolutely think there is a mandate to win. I really do. I think that this regime, Doug Peterson, Trent Baalke, they know they need to win. But what if they don't make the playoffs? And Doug Peterson has not taken majority control of the offense back. To me, I think that that's a death knell for him in terms of being the Jaguars head coach. And I'm a huge fan of Doug Peterson. I don't want to see him go anywhere. I think he's a very good offensive mind. I think he's a very good offensive play caller. I think he's a good leader, culture guy. think he knows how to put together a good staff. But and I think he has a great relationship with Trevor Lawrence. But if he's unwilling to do the job, play calling, which is a big reason why he rose up so high in the league, is because of his play calling ability. If he's unwilling to do that with his job on the line this year, I can understand why Shad Khan would want to move on, and I think he would. I think if Doug Peterson does not take over this offense once again and does not have more control, and the offense struggles and the Jaguars don't make the playoffs, that he's probably done. I think if they don't make the playoffs and players like Trayvon Walker and Devin Lloyd, who were first-round picks, Tyson Campbell, who was a high draft pick, and some of these other guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On defense, if they're just not good enough, if Mason Smith can't do anything in his rookie year, if Brian Thomas Jr. struggles a bit, I think you could see the whole group gone. I think Doug Peterson, Trent Baalke, Ryan Nielsen, I think everyone at the top could be gone if the Jaguars' defense really struggles and the draft picks do not show signs of development. I could see that. Now, what if the defense plays well and the offense struggles? That's an interesting one. Like, if the defense just comes out, they get the job done on third down like Ryan Nielsen did last year, they get the job done in the red zone, the cream rises to the top. Devin Lloyd does play like a first-round pick. Trayvon Walker does play like a first-round pick. If that's the case and the offense just isn't good enough, you know, say they just still struggle on third down, struggle in the red zone, there's still receivers dropping the football, there's still just little miscommunications, errors, the run game can't get going, then I think Doug is gone. And maybe Ryan Nielsen's next in line. Like, I think a lot of folks around the league and within that building believe that Ryan Nielsen is on a trajectory to become a head coach sooner rather than later. I think if this defense shapes up and the offense doesn't, and the Jaguars don't make the playoffs, that is one potential eventuality. Now, what if both sides take turns having issues and it's just like an average team again? You win 7, 8, 9 games, don't make the playoffs. Again, I think that would lead to this regime being done. Stick a fork in them. So there are a lot of ways it could play out. I think that they're a playoff team, though. I've said that many times. I think when you look at the offense, the talent on the offensive side of the ball, Trevor Lawrence, I think that the receiving core makes more sense now. I think that there's more complementary skill sets. I think the offensive line is better than what it was entering the 2023 campaign by a wide margin. You have Mitch Morse, who's an above-average center. You have Ezra Cleveland, who, in my mind, is a slightly above-average starting guard. At those spots last year, you had Luke Fortner, who performed as the worst starting center in football, and a revolving door at left guard. Your plan going into the year was Ben Bartsch. It didn't work out. Ben Bartsch, Walker Little, didn't work out. Injuries played their part, right? But I think that this is a much more talented group on offense, and I think that Doug Peterson will assert himself more on the offensive side of the ball. And I think the defense will be in better hands with Ryan Nielsen and his coaching staff. I really do. I think there's a little bit more talent and speed on that side of the ball this year than there was last year. I think that there's guys like Trayvon Walker and Devin Lloyd who will develop. So I think they're a playoff team, but these are kind of some of the things you can look at if they're not a playoff team. I don't think that this entire staff is back from the front office to the coaching staff. I think that there will be changes made. I think depending on how it plays out during the season is going to impact the ultimate consequences of not winning football games. What will be fascinating, and you hope you don't have to find out, I hope the Jaguars are a playoff team and things go well. Will Khan do a clean sweep? Normally, he has not done that, right? He hasn't done that. Even when Doug Marrone and Dave Caldwell got fired, Trent Baalke was already in the building. He was already here. It's not like they went out and they hired Urban Meyer and they hired a brand new GM that wasn't around before. Trent Baalke was in the building. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens. Of course, I'm hoping the Jags make the playoffs and are able to make some noise in the playoffs and kind of put 2023 to bed and feel like a franchise that is moving in the right direction. I think they are. We'll see how it plays out. Would love to know what y'all think. Drop your thoughts in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. You can also become a channel member. Hope you all have a great weekend. Thanks, Duval.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app.
Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.